Christmas Eve, Santa faced a terrible wrinkle. On his night of the year, his chargers couldn't muster a jingle. The reindeer were sick, ooh, as a virus had spread. Ooh, all were cursed with fever and aches in their head. Intestinal problems at the pole abound, so they stayed in their stalls with illness all around. Santa was worried they wouldn't make the border. Even if they did, it would be a messy disorder. Santa's sled was more loaded than ever, so the power required was quite an endeavor. His sleigh was loaded with toys all around. How could it ever get off of the ground? Trains were for Johnny and dolls meant for Bonnie. Toy guns for Ronnie and a new bike for Lonnie. Trucks aimed for Royce and skate set for Joyce. Toy rockets for Jimmy and a dollhouse for Jenny. A doctor's kit for Tommy and a pony for Connie. Books for Becky, a ball bat for Nikki. A puppy for Jane, Lincoln logs for Wayne. A toy car for Dan, a toy flute for Jan. A suitcase for Linda and a diary for Brenda. It was a loaded sleigh. Needless to say, his power source had failed. He needed another one he could count on through all kinds of weather. Powerful yet reliable, strong as an ox. A good choice was needed, shrewd as a fox. Now Santa had an awesome collection of cars, which was very well known both near and far. He had Vets and Hemis and Panchos and Cammers. He had tri-powers, fire domes, and even cross rammers. Santa had choices with his engine direction, and a Ford Merc Flatty was his final selection. The elves got busy and made the swap. With time to spare, they put a blower on top. They linked up the turbines and added tiny wings. Then they cranked her up to hear Flatty sing. Around the world, the Merc performed to a T, bringing kids everywhere their Christmas glee. So all was well in 56. The Flatty saved Christmas and no one got sticks. Across the lands and back to the pole, let the cheers flow. Merry Christmas.